The nation is marking National Wildlife Week, turning our attention to the abundant species that inhabit the country's land. This is Don Rush. Here on the Delmarva Peninsula, they roam the forests in the Chesapeake Bay and the marshes and tidal zones. We talked with David Misajewski, a naturalist with the National Wildlife Federation, about this precious resource. What is the state of wildlife in this country at this point, do you think?
Well, the reality is that wildlife is facing some real challenges globally, but also right here in the U.S. So globally, there's over a million species endangered with extinction. But a lot of folks don't know that right here in the U.S., we've got about 12,000 species that are in need of conservation efforts that are not getting it right now. That's one-third of all of our species here in the U.S. are in need of conservation help and are at risk of extinction, frankly, in the coming decades if we don't do something about it. And that's not even including the 1,600-plus species that are already listed as endangered.
How important is it for children in particular to appreciate this sort of thing? Because ultimately, they're going to be inheriting what we leave behind.
Well, it's critically important. And that's one of the areas that we're kind of listing on our National Wildlife Week website where people can take action. You know, you can take action by letting your voice be heard, becoming an advocate, contacting your elected officials, and we've got ways to do that on the website. You can also use your time and resources and take personal action. So another thing that you can do is plant a wildlife garden. Plant native flowers that are going to support the local bees and the butterflies, or plant a tree that's going to, you know, help cool our cities and provide wildlife habitat, clean our air. You know, there's things like that that you can do. But you can also commit to helping the next generation get connected to nature. You know, we know that kids today are spending so much less time outside in nature than previous generations. The average school-age kid in America, and this is pre-pandemic, it might even be worse now, is spending 8 hours a day, or almost 8 hours a day, indoors, sedentary, in front of electronic screens every day. Now, technology is great, right? We all use it. But I think anyone would agree that that amount of time in front of screens is probably too much. So, you know, if you're a parent or you have kids in your life, make it a goal during National Wildlife Week to make that daily habit of getting outside, get the fresh air, get a little bit of sunlight. And we know that kids that grow up with exposure to the natural world usually grow up to understand why it's important to protect it. And that's one of our goals.
Do you think that we're losing that connection?
You know, I think in many ways we are. You know, there are some scary statistics out there about, you know, the number of corporate logos that a kid can identify versus trees or birds in their neighborhood. And so, you know, I think that we are, to a degree, losing that connection to the land. At the same time, you know, we do see people really drawn to nature. And again, especially in this last year with the pandemic, we've definitely seen an uptick in people kind of connecting with some of our programs as a way of coping with the stress and, you know, being at home. You know, so many people, their offices still aren't open and they're not going to work. And they're looking right outside their window and experiencing, maybe for the first time, the fact that nature is all around us. And especially if we think about how we can impact and support that, again, like, again, maybe planting a butterfly garden or something like that to draw in some of these animals that can be our neighbors and that we can enjoy. We're definitely seeing an uptick in that. I think that's an indication that even though, you know, nowadays there's a lot of competition for our time and people, you know, maybe be spending a lot less time outdoors than previous generations, that there's still an innate love of nature and wildlife. And I think it's just about tapping into that and making it a priority in our life.
David Misajewski, a naturalist with the National Wildlife Federation on National Wildlife Week. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.